Now, you may deny it, but Chris Kelly, I think you're in a little bit of a bad mood this morning. Maybe you stayed up too late pickling. I know you were pickling over at Gander Mountain.
We played at Gander Mountain. That's right. We played at Gander Mountain. And right before we started, this probably added to the whole thing was a little bit off from the beginning because we had warmed up for a bit. And then right as we started, my partner said, "There's something on the court. I'm smelling an odor. There's something on the court." I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Oh, there it is." And there was a big like pile of what turned out to be dog feces on the court.
Dog poo.
Dog poo was on the court. And it was on the court. And then we started looking around. There were tracks of dog feces on the court.
Made by human feet?
Definitely. This is indoors. We're indoors at Gander Mountain. So he says to me, "Did you drag in dog feces?" I said, "Certainly not.
Mm-mm.
Who do you think I am?"
"A dog owner."
That's what he said. He said, "Don't you own dogs?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Don't you have a puppy?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Were you out in the yard before you came to Gander Mountain?" I said, "Yes."
Where are you going with this?
Okay.
I don't like this accusatory tone.
I don't like this line of questioning. I did not like the line of questioning. So,
did you have to inspect your own souls?
Okay. My boy Kepco. Says everybody,
the keeper of the horn.
Keeper of the horn and ruler of Gander Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Says, lift your feet.
Everybody lift your feet. I said, "I will not." On principle.
I won't be talked to like this.
I know I didn't drag in poo.
I said to the rest of them, "Who do you think you're dealing with here?" They said, "Were you wearing those shoes when you went out into the yard to let your dog use the bathroom just before you came over here?" And I said, "Yes, I was. It was 5 minutes before I left. I let him out to go. And I walked through the yard. Inspecting the patio and such."
Mm.
And when I revealed my right heel, there was an enormous pile of dog poo on the heel that I had left on the court. And Kepco said, "Well, I'm not cleaning this up. You got to go clean that up." So I went and had to go and get, luckily they had some 409, and I went over there and sprayed it down. Terrible. But the whole, and then I had to take my shoe off and get a popsicle stick.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
All that kind of thing.
It was you.
It was me all along that had dragged.
Oh, shite shoe.
That's what they called me. They started calling me.
Or shite heel.
Shite.
One of my favorite words.
Shite heel.
You can't say it. But
they kept saying. Yeah. I mean, and my partner, golly, he's got a nose on him. He's like, "I smell something." I was like, "Well, it's not coming from me." We're side by side. I was ready to serve. I was like, "Start.
Stop. I smell something."
That's what he said. And he's like,
"Why don't you pipe down?"
And then he looked around. He's like, "Right there." He goes, "Right there." And there was a little pile that I cleared. And right where I'd been warming up.
You turd burgled.
I turd burgled all the way in. And he said.
So it's in your car?
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. The worst is it's everywhere. It's everywhere. In your car, yeah.
And you get a whiff of it all the time.
That's unmistakable.
Oh, no question. And he said. I said, "What are you accusing me of?" And he said, "Well, that's where you warmed up, right there." I said, "Well, that doesn't prove a damn thing."
And what are you feeding that dog that is so sticky?
It sure stuck. I mean, it was just dog poop.
Yeah.
I mean, it is dog poop. It is puppy poop in the grooves of my pickleball shoes.
Where are the shoes now?
In the car. I took them off in the car. Now, I cleaned it up. I mean, I went in. And then I had to sit the first two games. That was my penalty. That was my punishment. They're like, "You
the
sit."
5 minute major.
They said, "Sit and think about what you've done, what you've brought into this pristine court. Court's not even open yet. It's Gander Mountain." And I had to clean it up and all that. But well deserved. I mean, that was on me that I did that. But I just wanted to tell my friend Brian, "Hey, pipe down. You know, we could have played around it." That's all I'm saying.
Around it? What if the ball had hit and just stuck?
It would have stuck. It would have stuck. Yeah. It was big enough that if the ball had hit it, it certainly would have bounced through.
It's an Adam Sandler scene.
It was terrible. I can't. I just was so sure it wasn't me. And I turned to him. I said, "Brian, you have a dog as well. I happen to know that."
He goes, The Diesel has a dog.
Diesel has a dog.
I didn't walk through the yard.
Well, Diesel wasn't there. He walked in like in the middle of it. He was about 5 minutes late.
"What's that smell?"
Right.
We're dealing with it.
It was me. It was the whole thing was me. I'm upset about it. So, yes. I'm tense and I'm on edge. That's for sure. Because that whole scene was embarrassing.
Did you track it across your patio, your driveway, your garage?
Oh, yeah, all of it. I mean, all of it. When I got home, my wife's like, "What's all this dog crap doing all over?" I mean, it was just everywhere. And that's what you get, you know. And who's supposed to clean up the yard? My daughter is supposed to. Oh. Scoop poop.
Oh, yeah.
When's the last time she did that?
How old is she?
Exactly.
That doesn't seem like a job for a lady.
Well, when my son moved off to college, we turned.
He inherited
her.
She inherited the.
She does garbage and dog poop, but she literally never. And when I say to her, "When's the last time you cleaned up the yard?" She'll say, "Right, okay."
Right.
I mean, it's like when she's going out to Chick-fil-A and she said, "I'm going to dinner at Chick-fil-A. Can't you just have a sandwich from the fridge?"
Sure,
okay, sure. Yeah.
Maybe it's time you hire one of those poo removers.
I just refuse.
Oh, yeah. They come by like once or twice a week.
Yeah. I see their trucks.
I won't. We have free labor to do that. And I feel like she should be the one. A family member should be cleaning up after the dogs, in my mind. You know, I'm not hiring. We've hired enough people. I'm not hiring anybody else to do that.
I'm just saying.
I wanted to make a note here as well. And Biggie, I'm so glad you're here for this. Mm-hmm. An actor, Quentin Aaron, you won't know the name, but you'll know what he played. He played Michael Orr in The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah.
He's lost 200 pounds.
200?
200 pounds.
Wow.
At one point, he weighed 575, and now he weighs 375. He is 41 years old. He says, my goal is 320, so I've got 55 more pounds to lose. And he was holding up a pair of his pants. You know, he was standing in there. Were way too big for him.
How did he do it?
Yeah.
Not the jab. He says. He said, he cut out all candy. He cut out all bread. He adopted a keto diet. He walked. He stretched. He fasted. He does that intermittent fasting. And he said, I have not done Ozempic, which I probably could have, but I have not. He said he's also, he was very open about binge eating, which he described as like a drug. He was on a podcast and said, food was like a drug for me. I craved it all the time. I binged all the time. I saw no end in sight. Finally, once I started walking, he said, and cut out the candy and the bread, sugars in the bread, we know this.
Yeah, the carbs.
Carbs are huge. Basically, that's just sugar. Despite the challenges, he says, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have people around me supporting me.
Has he acted in anything other than The Blind Side?
I think he had a few maybe like television roles, but I mean that was it. That was his movie.
Certainly what he's most known.
That's the one that got Bullock an Oscar?
Yes.
That's right. And it's good. I like Blind Side. My wife always turns her nose up at it. She's just like, come on, an Oscar for this performance.
Well, remember, it was the same. She's one of maybe two actresses who've also received the Oscar and Razzie in the same year.
What'd you get the Razzie for?
It was something like All About Steve or I'm About Steve. She played like a stalker who stalked Bradley Cooper.
That's a bad movie.
Yeah, and she actually showed up for the Razzies, I believe.
The other one was, I just read this. It was Wall Street. Michael Douglas won Best Actor. Daryl Hannah got the Razzie for the worst actress.
Oh, that's funny.
In the same movie. I think that's the only time that's happened. It's the same movie got the Academy Award for one actor and the Razzie, which of course is the worst performance for another one of the actors. So, I don't think that's ever happened before or since. Factoid. I just had it. I just read that.
When you see The Blind Side now, it doesn't seem like an Oscar-worthy performance. I like the movie.
By Ms. Bullock?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it Oscar. I think a lot of people felt guilty for her, too, because that was right when the divorce from the cheater was going on.
Oh, that dirtbag.
Yeah.
You're right.
What's his name? Jesse James?
Yep. You're right. He's like the shite on my shoe. He was that bad of a human being.
Scrape
him off. That's what my friend Brian said. He's like, you better scrape it off. I said, I will.
Yeah.
How dare you speak to me in that manner, sir? And it turned out I was the one that had dragged that foul substance right across the floor at Gander Mountain. And Kepco said, you need to get every single print all the way from the door. That's 100 feet.
Yeah, retrace your steps.
I retraced every step. And like, we played 12 games. And like my friend Rick's like, some over here. Game 6, like, here's some.
Found it.
Found it. More. There's more of it. They called me Poopy Shoe. And they called Diesel Runs with Poopy Shoe. Like our Indian names.